Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this terrific rainy Tuesday, June 17th, 2025 edition, raining here at the studio. What about you guys? Kind of gray, overcast, kind of cool out there this morning. Nice little spring rain coming down, hopefully making the golf course nice and green for us on Friday. Looking forward to it. Going to be a great event. We're excited. Again, if you want to join us, just text me golf, G-O-L-F, and I'll send you the link. You can get your ticket still online, or you can go to the Iron Pig Smokehouses in the downtown location and the south location and buy your tickets either for the golf outing on Friday or the Risk It Festival on Saturday. It's going to be a great event. Looking forward to it. Even if we have rain, overcast, it doesn't matter. We will be under a big pavilion roof there at the south location. It will go on regardless of the weather. So be part of it. We're excited. We're going to have a banner set up for the radio station over there. We're also going to have a table set up for the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee. If you'd like to come and meet those folks and perhaps join the 1st Congressional District, greatly appreciate if you do that. And also we'll have petition sheets for the Axe My Tax, Carla Wagner's petition drive effort. Come get a sheet, fill it out. We'll explain to you how to do it. Take it home, get your neighbors, get a couple coworkers to sign it, and then mail it into Carla directly. We greatly appreciate it. We will have sheets there at the event on Saturday. So very much looking forward to you coming and joining us and being a part of it. One of the things that was kind of interesting last night as I was watching the news shows and watching different things that was happening, Donald Trump gave a warning to the people of Tehran. Time to evacuate. Well, news reports coming that they are getting bombed like crazy. Whoa, just got a quick field report. Russell over in Millersburg. Sunny with a warm breeze. Oh, okay, very good. So hopefully you'll get some rain this afternoon and green things up. Greatly appreciate the field report. One of the things that I thought was interesting was the meeting that was going on with the G7. Donald Trump wasn't holding back. Very much acting like the mature adult in the room, said, no, I'm not signing your resolution. The G7 had put together a resolution calling on both Iran and Israel to de-escalate, to slow down this war, to stop the attacks, the missiles, the bombings, and to come to the table to talk. And Donald Trump said, no. I'm not going to sign it. We gave fair warning to Iran back on April 12th. We said you got 60 days to come up with an agreement, with a deal. Well, June 12th, 61st day, well, guess what? No deal, the bombs are starting. Israel is doing the world a favor, in my opinion. They're making sure that Iran will not have a nuclear bomb. Israel appeared to be expanding its air campaign in Tehran just 5 days after its surprise attack on their military and their nuclear installations. As President Donald Trump posted a very ominous message warning residents of the city to evacuate. In his Truth Social post, in caps, quote, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Donald Trump posted this Monday night before returning to Washington, leaving, by the way, the summit, the G7 summit, early. Very last line, everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran. Trump later denied reports that he had rushed back to Washington to work on a ceasefire. He said his early departure has absolutely nothing to do with a ceasefire. It's much bigger than that, without elaborating. Well, earlier, the Israel military had called for some 330,000 residents of a neighborhood near the city to evacuate. Tehran is one of the largest cities in the Middle East with around 10 million people. Stop and think about this, folks. This one city has the population of the entire state of Michigan. Well, people began fleeing very soon after the hostilities began. Many of them have already left the city, but they wanted to make sure that those people were fully notified in advance. Israel says its sweeping assault on Iran's top military leaders, the nuclear scientists, the uranium enrichment sites, as well as the ballistic missile program is necessary to prevent its longtime adversary from getting any closer to building an atomic weapon. The strikes have killed at least 224 people since Friday. Well, Iran retaliated by launching more than 370 missiles and hundreds of drone strikes at Israel. So far, Israel has only experienced 24 deaths, and more than 500 people have been wounded. So here's the question. Is there going to be a deal? Probably not. Why? Because Donald Trump said the time has expired. The time has expired. They hadn't a chance. They didn't take advantage of it. They didn't heed the warning. It's perhaps too late. Now, here is the very interesting point that I wanted to talk about on this story today. Trump is at a moment of choosing. As Israel looks for more help from the United States to finally crush Iran's nuclear program. Now, what is it exactly they need us to do? Well, their biggest nuclear facility is buried deep down underneath a mountain range in Iran. They're not exactly sure how deep it is. They have some intelligence about the site, but basically, only the B-2 U.S. bombers can drop the 30,000-pound these huge bombs that would go in and basically destroy the entire things. Bunker bombs, 30,000 pounds dropped from B-2s. The bunker-busting bombs needed to penetrate Iranian nuclear sites built deep underground is what perhaps Donald Trump is offering as a result of direct U.S. military support. But this comes with enormous political risk for Donald Trump. As the president arrived at the White House early Tuesday, at a moment of choosing his in his presidency, Israel, after 5 days of missile strikes, have done considerable damage to Iran and believes it can now deal a permanent blow to their nuclear program. Only if, perhaps, they get just a little more help from the president, Donald Trump. Now, this is kind of interesting because the bunker-busting bombs, they don't have, nor do they have the military aircraft to deliver them. As Trump made his way back to Washington on the flight on Air Force One, he expressed frustration with the Iranian leaders for failing to reach an agreement. He said he's now looking for a real end to the conflict and a complete and final, complete give up of their nuclear program. Aboard Air Force One, Trump said they should have done the deal. I told them that. Do the deal. So I don't know. I'm not sure if Israel is in a mood to negotiate at this point. Iran has insisted that its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only. Basically, they want to generate electricity. Right. A country completely rich with oil, natural gas, other resources, and they want to produce nuclear electricity? I don't think so. Well, the U.S. intelligence agencies have assessed that Tehran is not actively pursuing a bomb. However, the International Atomic Agency that did the inspection disagrees with those agencies. Trump is meeting with advisors in the Situation Room today, appears to be gradually building the public case for a more direct American role in this conflict. His tone has shifted as the U.S. has repositioned warships, military aircraft to the region and may be able to help Israel in the event Iran further escalates the bombings. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Yeah. Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Just wrapping up this AP story. Donald Trump left early the G7 summit, where it was being held in the Canadian Rockies. He cut the trip short. As far as his statement on Truth Social aboard Air Force One, where Donald Trump said, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. I said it over and over again. Everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran. Well, when he was asked by reporters about that statement, he said, I just want people to be safe. We're looking at better than a ceasefire. We're not looking for a ceasefire. We want more than that. Trump said, however, he was not ruling out a diplomatic option. He said he's considering sending Vice President J.D. Vance and a special envoy, Steve Witkoff, to meet with the Iranians. He dismissed congressional testimony from National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard, who told lawmakers in March that the U.S. spy agencies did not believe Iran was building a nuclear weapon. Frankly, I don't care what she said, Trump said. I think they're very close to having it. So obviously, he's a completely different position than Tulsi Gabbard. And again, her statement was made 3 months ago, back in March. Well, speculation growing that Trump may be tilting toward more direct involvement. Israelis say their offensive has eviscerated Iran's air defense system, and now they can strike targets across the country at will. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that the Israel bombardment will continue until Iran's nuclear program and ballistic missiles are destroyed. So far, Israel has targeted multiple Iranian nuclear program sites, but has not been able to destroy Iran's Fordo uranium enrichment facility. That's the one, again, in the mountain area. And only the bunker-busting bombs can take it out. The site, buried deep underground, requires Israel to obtain the 30,000-pound GBU-57, massive ordnance penetrator, which uses its weight and sheer kinetic force to reach deep down buried targets, and then, once they come to a stop, they explode. But Israel does not have this munition or the bomber needed to deliver it. The penetrator is currently being delivered by the B-2 stealth bomber. Israel's own defenses remain largely intact, even in the face of Iran's retaliatory strikes. But some of Tehran's missiles are getting through and having deadly impact. Well, the White House dispatched Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth for a primetime TV appearance as speculation grows as to whether Trump could be tilting toward more direct U.S. involvement. Hegseth, while on Fox News Channel, said, of course, President Trump wanted to see a deal made to curb Iran's nuclear program. His position has not changed. However, what you're watching in real time is peace through strength and putting America first. Our job is to be strong. We are postured defensively in the region to be in strong pursuit to create a peace deal. And we certainly hope that that's what happens here. Well, during an exchange with reporters on the sidelines of the G7, President Trump declined to say what it would take for U.S. to get more directly involved. Instead, he continued to press Iran on negotiations over its nuclear program. They should talk immediately, Trump said during a bilateral meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. Very simply, Iran is not winning this war. And the other major component that he is talking about is the fact that they will continue to be bombed by Israel, even though it's only days into the conflict. President Trump rejected a plan presented by Israel for the U.S. to kill Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. According to a U.S. official familiar with the matter, who was not authorized to comment on such a sensitive matter, spoke on the condition of anonymity that he would not be disclosed to the press. His identity would not be disclosed to the press. Not going to kill the supreme leader? That's what Donald Trump is saying? Well, Israel's not saying that. We'll continue to follow the news. We'll keep you informed. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about...